His ways. How wonderful is His glory and fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are His ways. How wonderful is His glory and fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord.
To you on this special day of commemoration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. The choir will be praising God this morning with the special music of an Easter cantata. Pastor Otero will follow with a message from Luke 24 titled An Easter Experience. And directly following this service, we will enjoy fellowship and refreshments, and everyone's invited. Please note in your bulletin that all activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the service at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon, which will start as usual at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The ladies will meet tomorrow, April 13th, for Bible study at 7 p.m., and men's Bible study is on Tuesday, April 14th, at the Kazanjian home. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. You will note as an insert in your bulletin the cantata called Journey to the Cross, which the choir will perform. And I noticed at least one song where we will join them in singing Crown Him with Many Crowns. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 4 and 11. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of one hymn this morning. So please stand as we sing begin our worship with hymn number 132, He Lives.
I hear His voice. remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we recall in the scripture the words first of Jesus talking to a lady who believed. And he said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then, about 20 years later, the words of Paul to his disciple Timothy, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. 2,000 years later, we are still rejoicing in the fact that our spiritual life have a recovery channel. It is not a church. It is not Pastor Otero. It is the chief shepherd of the sheep, Jesus, our Lord. He is not a dead monument in Israel. He is alive. And as the Bible teaches three times, he's at the right hand of the Father, and we are glad. As a church body, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth today. But I want to, Lord, make two special requests, even though in a day of praise. One for Ann Peretto, who has very difficult heart trouble, and she's a beloved of our church, and need a pacemaker. And is already scheduled, and we pray that will be successful. And then we pray for Lisandro Salazar. His father in Peru have a stroke and is in the hospital in recovery. We pray for him, for his family, that things will be done well. We pray for all our missionaries, wherever they are, that today will be a day of joy. In a day of preaching. And now, Father, we leave the service in the powerful hand of the Holy Spirit, who will guide us and make us praise the name that we love so much, Jesus, our Lord. In his name we pray. Amen. I'm sorry that I forgot to pray for the offering. And I don't want you to go home with the money. Lord, you are so good to us. You provide for us. And in this church, every Sunday is a miracle. And the reason the people of Bethel give and the people who listen over the radio, over the internet, the television, and the city ministry gave and sent money through the mail and so on is because they love you. We owe to you our life. And so, Father, bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' name. Amen. As you can see, we're very professional.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
You are my Son, beloved one.
Christ's earthly ministry were marked by powerful miracles and inspired teachings. For Jesus' closest followers, they were confirmation that he was indeed God's Son, the long-awaited Messiah, the fulfillment of prophecies of old. As Jesus and his followers prepared to enter Jerusalem for the Passover, the most holy of holidays, the words of the prophet Zechariah were fulfilled in yet another display of God's plan for Jesus. Say to the daughter of Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The decaying echoes of Hosanna and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord were accompanied by a devious plan, birthed in the hearts of religious leaders to rid themselves of the self-proclaimed prophet. As Jesus gathered his disciples for the Passover feast, even they who knew him best and loved him most wrestled with their own questions about this one they call the Christ. What did he mean that someone would betray him? Why would the master wash the servant's feet? What was meant by a statement that he was going somewhere they could not follow?
Oh, How quickly the good intentions of faithful followers had changed. In only a matter of hours, affirmations of devotion and steadfast commitments had evaporated under the intense accusations of Jesus' enemies. As he had foretold, the shepherd had been struck, and the sheep of his flock had scattered. Arrested, mocked, beaten, and now nailed to a cross, Jesus fulfilled yet another part of God's plan to offer his life as a sacrificial lamb for the sins of the world. It was the first day of the week. Some of the women had gone to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake, and the stone in front of the tomb was rolled back. An angel sat on it and said, "I know that you are seeking Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Go quickly and tell his disciples that Jesus is alive."
Thank you. much. You may be seated and open your Bible in the Gospel of Luke. Mr. Plika will do the reading on the Gospel of Luke in chapter 24, page 1145. And will you stand for the reading of God's Word?
We're reading Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was to pass. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your mercy in sending the Lord Jesus Christ to save us from the wrath to come. We thank you for the written record of all that we need to know about those things which were necessary for our salvation and our passing from death to life. We are eternally grateful that Jesus, who knew no sin, was made sin for us. He died and was raised for our justification. Death couldn't hold him, nor will it hold those who believe you through the scriptures. Thank you for such a great salvation purchased for us at such a great price. We pray now for your servant, our teacher, and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him and his teaching as he comes to bring the good news over which we will rejoice forever. Bless those listening also on the radio and internet and tape and CD that they may rejoice over your mighty works. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?